Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. And every once in a while, I get sentimental about my guest because they're so extraordinary. And when I met Tanner Courtney, the founder of Ready and Forward, I knew he was special. I didn't understand why he was limping, but when I found out, I knew he was special. When I asked him what he did, I knew he was special. When he told me that there is a historic location in my hometown of San Diego that could be the cornerstone for our country's history and involvement in so many impactful historical events, I knew that God had assigned the right special person. And that special person is this gentleman, Tanner Courtney. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much. That was a very kind introduction. I'm very grateful.
Let's talk about callings. You know, I'm not one who historically would have told you that God speaks to people. In fact, I would have doubted it immensely and lessened your credibility if people tell me they were called by God to do something. But that changed for me walking the beach at South Mission Beach in San Diego when God called on me and assigned me my capability of empowering over a billion people to be happy. And that's how our lives coincided as well in San Diego, so that you could align and allow and empower those billion, over a billion people with me. Share with people what it's like to be called on in a purposeful way to do something higher than yourself.
Yeah, sure. So a calling is very real. And obviously you are living that, you've experienced that, but you also said how you shared a time that maybe you wouldn't have necessarily resonated with that or believed in that. But so for me, you know, I grew up very, very Christian church, very, very Christian. So God was always a part of my life and it was very forced upon me at first, but then it became something I loved. And then just like all of us, we go through a journey. And I definitely went through my time of research and becoming atheist, coming back, finding God for myself. But essentially, you know, the first experience I got of a deep sense of calling was when I was a junior in college, and I was working as a personal trainer and playing college baseball. And I was working hard trying to make it to the MLB, but I also knew that that probably wasn't going to pan out, but I was trying my best and to get drafted, just to keep playing a child's game. And then I met my roommate who was a Navy SEAL. His cousin was a Navy SEAL, and I had no idea what that was. And basically at that point, I felt a calling towards joining the Navy. So, and then I was also very plugged into God, right? So at that point, I was, going to church 3 times a week, doing men's group leaders, like leading things and carrying a Bible around with me everywhere at all times. I mean, I was on fire for God, and God was just blessing every single thing I did in alignment every single day. And I remember when I joined the Navy to go pursue that calling, because the things I did in Iowa prior to the military, I knew I was there in that season for a reason, and then I left and everything was aligned. But the military did not go anything like I planned. What I thought was my calling and what was my North Star that I was going towards, yes, the Navy, but the whole Navy SEAL thing, it didn't work out for me. And, that's a whole long story. We don't have enough time to go through everything, but basically I was always looking back on that season of my life of how can I get back into that alignment with God. And because my relationship with God had evolved and changed so much throughout my adult life, very similar to you, I think, and I can't wait to talk more about it. But, you know, from what I've learned from you is that prior to you losing, you know, your 100 million and going through that journey, you said that you went through a season prior to that that helped prepare you for that. Well, that's the same thing that happened to me where, you know, I was I still am technically. I'm in the Navy chaplain program. So I'm an officer in the Navy right now in the reserves. Am I ever going to rejoin and do that? I don't know. Right. But when my accident happened, when I was paralyzed waist down, I was in that program. So I was supposed to be serving our military in a spiritual way, in the way that I now know it, and serving, right? Because my life, I've always been about service. And it was basically through my journey that about a year after my accident, I got this calling that I'm on now through community, through service, through being involved. And when you're tapped into that calling and you're fully aligned with God, it's just undeniable. But that doesn't mean, you know, we're tested and we have to show up. We have to do things. Like, God will always lead the way. And sometimes it's super clear, sometimes it's not. But when you are in alignment, everything just works out. And the only thing you really have to do is surrender and trust and have faith and get out of your own way. So that's what it's like to be living in calling.
Yeah, and part of calling is coincidence, is the coinciding of the universe. But a lot of times we don't recognize, we're not aware, because the evidence that presents itself every day is not aligned with our divine direction. The evidence is contrary to our divine direction. And I think through my story, a lot of people can see how contrary the evidence was that I would be in my divine direction here 18 years after losing over $100 million, including my mom's home.
Uh-huh.
But it's even more incredible, your journey, as you were in this calling. The promise is not that things are going to be easy.
Yeah.
The promise is that you're going to make it. It's two different promises. In this journey, in this calling, you have a devastating accident that paralyzes you.
Uh-huh.
It takes time, because feedback and evidence in the presence is very rarely appreciated, if ever. There's always a lapse of time from feedback, problem, struggle, to solution, or what I call the resolution, the resolution to that feedback, problem, or solution. People don't appreciate the feedback you give them in the present, and we don't appreciate God's feedback in the present either. There's a lapse of time. What did you do in that lapse of time from when you were paralyzed to where you are today, building an incredible campus at Camp Lockett that has so many different layers, a multi-billion-dollar project nestled in the hills of San Diego?
Yeah, so it was definitely challenging, right? Because my life as I knew it was now over, as far as, you know, fitness was a huge part of my identity. I follow so many people that, you know, and even you promote doing an hour of movement a day. Just, I used to be that person that would go spiritually, like running was my thing. So like running very far in the mountains and challenging myself constantly. So to not have, to now be paralyzed, because I was paralyzed waist down with no movement for a couple of months, and to lose that, and then still things have changed now, but I'm very fortunate to have gotten some recovery back, and I plan to fully recover. But what did I do is, man, I mean, I still trusted God, but it was really hard. And I just, like, I remember it was very, I was very, very depressed. I mean, I was even suicidal at one point. But at the same time, I knew, I've always known, I can understand how people get to that point. But for me, I had enough wherewithal that that was never an option for me, but it was definitely difficult. But what I did was I got myself plugged into community, right? So instead of staying isolated and being depressed and woe is me and this is my life, what's going on? And I am lost, because I'm like, why did this happen to me? I knew I moved back to town because I was kind of out in the country a little bit, and just got super plugged into community, because there are a lot of resources in San Diego, and I just found any and every resource I could and got plugged into a community, nonprofits, service community, disabled stuff at the YMCA. And that gave me a new sense of purpose, a new sense of belonging, and then this vision. And then ever since I got the vision, right, because I told you I have a little bit of entrepreneurial background with building a gym, but I have no interest in just the gym and the weights. But what I loved about like a YMCA is it has a Live Strong program that helps cancer patients. It has kids. It has all these programs. So that was always my plan, to create something like that with community impact. And then through me just getting super involved in the community and volunteering my time anywhere and everywhere, I joined a couple of organizations. And one of those were the 9th and 10th Cavalry Buffalo Soldiers. And they took me out to Camp Lockett. And I found out what my vision became a thousandfold because I came across this golden plan that was created by the County of San Diego 10 years before me that expounded upon my vision a hundredfold, but it just hasn't been brought to fruition yet. And I knew that God, this was my task. And I've been on that ever since.
And we're on a journey, whether it be from GoFundYourself or our communities and our callings to fund that project of Camp Lockett. And really would like to understand the project. I know Tony Hawk was interested in buying the property. You know, it's an interesting property when guys like that, but it is a hidden gem that has so many layers of history. And you are putting on an event that could not be more timely in June. Give me an idea of what we're in store for at Camp Lockett as a starting point to raise these funds to elevate, escalate, and accelerate this extraordinary opportunity.
Yeah, so it's definitely a God thing, all this, the event for sure, but it got moved because originally I was going to do it May 15th on Armed Forces Day, but everything's been evolving over time, and then we ended up moving it to June 13th, which ended up being way better because in San Diego, it's beautiful most of the time. In May, it does rain occasionally, so it 50-50 chance we could have got rain in May. So June, 100% chance of sun. June 12th is National Veterans Celebrating Women in Service Day. That's a national holiday. June 13th is Legacy Fest, which I'll share what we're celebrating for that. June 14th is the Army's 250th birthday. And this is on an Army base that's very historic. And this will be the first activation in over 80 years. And then June 19th is Juneteenth, which is celebrating the emancipation of slavery and freedom, which goes hand in hand with the Buffalo Soldiers and their legacy, which is everything my nonprofit stems from. And then June 23rd is the day that Camp Lockett was established and it was built. So within that week, there's five historic days, and we're going to tie all that into our programming. But basically, the goal of this event is it's bringing community together, communities that normally would have never even crossed paths. And the overall goal is unity and healing. And we're healing through gathering, and we're bringing in a couple big name, like national touring headliners for music at the end of the day. There's going to be fireworks. There's going to be horse events. There's going to be all these health and wellness vendors, because we want to have this be a live experience event. So people don't just show up, but they get to experience things, yoga classes, sound bowl, slackline, meditation, whatever, have all the different resources, hopefully bring out all the aligned organizations that support this mission to come out, to bring everybody up at the same time, and just have a lot of storytelling. And just all kinds of different entertainment things just to make it, you know, fun, family friendly. And that is all planned for a 1-day event on June 12th of this year. And then all the funds raised for that are going straight for the mission. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I can expound.
Where can people go to sign up, to donate, to support us?
It's going to be readyandforward.com. Readyandforward.com.
Easy to find, easy to support, so many different aspects. We will be building this project over the next decade. It is a multi-billion-dollar project starting on June 12th. A great week for me is two of my daughters, one born on June 9th, the other on June 17th, which, by the way, was Father's Day at the time. So Father's Day also usually falls within that week. One more historic event to celebrate with those celebratable. Incredi, let's all get ready. And forward, go to readyandforward.com. The incredible Tanner Courtney here with me, David Meltzer, on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.